This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Because of two wrongs. Number one, Mannanatun Hassada. Because she had the evil habit of destroying her good by reminders of her generosity. So she used to do good, but she constantly harped about it. I did so much for this family, I did so much for my in-laws, I did so much for this. Constantly she destroyed her good. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُبْتِلُوا صَدَقَاتِكُمْ بِالْمَنِّ وَالْأَذَىٰ Oh, you who believe, don't destroy your good by reminders of generosity. Don't destroy it. Nabi alayhi salam says, three people Allah will not speak to. One is Mannan, who does good and speaks about it. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said, don't forget the kindness that is shown to you, and don't ever remember the kindness you show to others. Don't remember the kindness you show to others. Mannanatun, hassada. And the other quality is she was very jealous. Brothers, today, what a tragedy amongst us. That while we have our external enemies, you know, I often say that when your enemy insults you, you don't have a problem. When I'm walking in a Western country, and a disbeliever insults my beard, I don't take offense to it. Because he never claimed to say Muhammad was the greatest human, hence he doesn't believe in the life of Nabi alayhi salam. But when the so-called Muslim, who chants the slogans that Muhammad was the greatest human, and wants to echo the sentiments, our Prophet, our Nabi, our Quran, yet he suffers a complex of identity, and he gives me fleck with my beard, I have a major problem. When the kafir hates us, then that is what is expected. But when there's internal amongst ourselves, which has weakened us, which has shattered our strength, which has destroyed our power, the Quran says that before the dwellers of Jannat will enter into Jannah, وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِم مِّنْ غِلٍّ إِخْوَانًا Allah says He will remove all the jealousy from the heart. And as a result of that, they will become brothers, and then they will enter into Jannah. And then they will see one another in a higher abode in Jannah, but they will not envy. They will not be jealous. Now the Quran says, when the jealousy will be removed, then only they will become brothers. Believe me, when jealousy is removed, then strangers become brothers. And when jealousy remains, then brothers become strangers. Brothers become strangers. Someone seen Imam Ismail rahmatullah alayhi, seen a valija. Young, you know, seen an elderly man, but in good health and good spirit. His age was over 100, 120. So he asked him, what's the formula? Today they'll make money out of it. They'll take that old man, after he dies, dissect his body, take his skin, do this anatomy and that anatomy, do some skin test, do get a dermatologist, and they'll make money out of it. They asked this man, what is the secret to your age? He said, تَرَكْتُ الْحَسَدَ فَبَقِيْتُ My heart doesn't harbor jealousy for anyone. Believe me, Allah gave me divine good health. I don't know what is sickness. One thing I can tell you, in my heart there's no evil feelings. As a result of that, I don't know what is sickness. Obviously there are medical connotations to our health, but there are also spiritual implications. One sahabi said, إِذَا رَأَيْتَ قَسَاوَةً فِي قَلْبِكَ وَوَهْنًا فِي بَدَنِكَ وَحِرْمَانًا فِي رِزْقِكْ فَعْلَمْ أَنَّكَ قَدْ تَكَلَّمْتَ بِمَا لَا يَعْنِيكَ إِذَا رَأَيْتَ قَصَاوَةً فِي قَلْبِكَ When you see your heart has become hard, وَحِرْمَانًا فِي رِزْقِكَ And you find business is bad. Now that might, you know, spark some interest. وَهْنًا فِي بَدَنِكَ And you find you become weak, and you know, you think your sugar is too high, and you become lazy. Then rest assured, on a physical note, there might be 10 reasons. On a spiritual note, you've been blurting a lot of nonsense, that is the result of what you've seen. On a physical note, you can analyze it and critically analyze it, maybe this is not right, that is not right. But on a spiritual note, if you want to grade yourself and look at this and that, then these are the options to look at. You are not taking care of your tongue. So clean the heart. Mannanatun hassada. I marvel at Sayyidatina Sauda radiallahu anha, who came to Nabi alayhi salam, and said, O Nabi of Allah, you've divorced me, have I offended you? Nabi alayhi salam said, no. He said, okay, O Nabi of Allah, do me a favor, don't divorce me, keep me in your nikah, and on my night you can go and visit your other wife Aisha. Now look at her cleanliness. The Nabi of Allah was about to divorce her, but because of her cleanliness, she scored on this point here, that she said, O Nabi of Allah, I have passed the age, I don't need a man. You can visit your other wife, and I will free you of the obligation of meeting me. By virtue of the cleanliness of her heart, she remained the wife of Nabi alayhi salam. And she remained the mother of the ummah. And she will stand up as the consort of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. If she allowed her jealousy to dominate, then maybe she would justify and argue and say this and that. But then this privilege will be snatched. But how far her vision was, how matured her sight was, how broad her shoulders were. Wallah, we salute her. May Allah shower His choicest blessings upon her. What a clean heart. As Muslims, we were supposed to be a nation who desire good for others. Allah forgive, we have fallen so low, we can't see good happening to others, never mind desire it for them. Ponder over what I have said. We were supposed to make good happen for others. That is impossible and that is far-fetched. When good comes to others via other channels, even that we can't handle. Even that becomes a bitter pill. And when that day will come, when a good proposal comes to my daughter, and I will refer that boy to another man, you will see the son, the boys Allah will send to your house. You will see who Allah will send to your house. Then Allah brought Musa to the house of Shu'aib. Allah brought him to the house of Shu'aib alayhi salam. The daughter said, oh my father, why don't you employ this man? He looks like a good laborer. The father said, why employ? Rather let me make him my son-in-law. Allah brought that. And the last woman, وَأَمَّا الَّتِي عَلَى سُورَةِ الْكَلْبِ فَإِنَّهَا كَانَتْ نَمَّامَةٌ كَذَّابَةٌ. The last woman that was in the form which I seen in the journey of Mi'raj. We only spoke on one hadith, brothers. In the journey of Mi'raj, only one hadith. You open the books of hadith and you'll see many. The woman who was changed into the form of a dog, and the different forms of azab that came upon her. She had two crimes, and this is common to any person. فَإِنَّهَا كَانَتْ نَمَّامَةٌ كَذَّابَةٌ. She used to carry tales. She used to carry tales, and she was a liar. وَلَا تُطِعْ كُلَّ حَلَّافٍ مَهِينٍ هَمَّازٍ مَشَّاءٍ بِنَمِيمٍ. One who carries tales, just to create fitna, just to disrupt, just to disunite, to create fitna between two people. Abdurrahman ibn Awf radiallahu anhu comes to Nabi alayhi salam and he says, O Nabi of Allah, Khalid ibn Walid is always interfering with me. So Nabi alayhi salam called Khalid and he said, Khalid, don't interfere with Abdurrahman ibn Awf because he participated in Badr. So Khalid said, O Nabi of Allah, you heard what Abdurrahman said, but you know what? Actually, he always interferes with me. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, O Abdurrahman ibn Awf, don't interfere with Khalid. Allah has referred to Khalid as his sword. Nabi alayhi salam made each one conscious of the virtue of the other. Look at measures to narrow the gap and not widen the gap. Look at things that will bridge and not widen. Namamatun, the one that carries tails. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, passed by the grave of two people, he said, these two are suffering and they have not committed a major crime. Nay, it is major, but they trivialized it. وَمَا يُعَذَّبَانِ فِي كَبِيرٍ بَلَا إِنَّهُ كَبِيرٌ أَمَّا أَحَدُهُمَا فَكَانَ يَمْشِي بِالنَّمِيمَةِ. One of them had the evil habit of carrying tales. The ulama have written carrying tales amongst pleasureless sins. There is a kitab written on sins in which there's no pleasure. As a matter of fact, there's no pleasure in any sin. But there are certain sins that give you fake pleasure. But some sins don't even give you fake pleasure. For example, carrying tales. What pleasure do you get? A man might say, looking at a woman is getting pleasure. Listening to music is getting pleasure. Carrying tales is pleasureless sins, yet the guna is so severe. Carrying tales, backbiting. In one riwayat it comes, one person will present before Allah, his book of deeds will be presented. Allah will ask him, is أَظَلَمَكَ كَتَبَتِي الْحَافِظُونَ? Has my angels oppressed you? They will say, no, O Allah.